people, there's a few people that we're gonna let in from the
Oh,
waiting
okay.
room.
All right, I'll wait for you to do that. Thank you.
All right, phone number 845-399-6244. Can I have your name for the record?
That's Dave Hoffman from Sauka Fire Company.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have your name for the record?
Hi, it's Sarah Wang from Kingston.
You let me know, Natalie. Are we good? No.
I
okay.
See. 845-427-1151. May I have your name for the record, please?
Hi, this is Patricia Doxey with the Daily Freeman.
You're good to go, Lynn.
Great. Thank you, everyone. I'd like to call the November 10th Ways and Means meeting to order. Would you please call roll, Natalie?
Archer.
Here.
Ronk. Bartels.
Here.
Guevaras.
Present.
Haynes.
Here.
Mayo.
Here.
Walter.
Here.
And Donaldson.
Here.
Great. Okay, we're going to start off the meeting with a couple of the organizations that didn't make our last meeting. We have tonight with us here Dave from the Sawkill Fire Company. Dave, you're on the phone today, correct?
Yes, I am.
All right, so we have you today. Thank you for coming back.
Yes.
Hopefully,
I apologize.
Oh, no problem.
About last month.
No, it happens. We've all had our challenges. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Dave.
My name's Dave Hoffman. I'm the chief of the Sawco Fire Company in the town of Kingston. We serve roughly 900 residents. I have 35 very active members. We do fire, rescue, and EMS call. And we're pretty active in the community with the COVID-19 response, handing out food. But basically, we do our fire, rescue, and EMS calls.
Okay, do you want to explain to us what you're going to be using the money for?
It would be going toward SCBA carbon wrap cylinders, 15 bottles, and then 15 Hillshine reflective cylinder bands, labels for the cylinder bottles. And what they go on a breathing SCBA breathing apparatus. That we go into our structure fires with.
So it's pretty much equipment, is that correct?
Yes, it's equipment, yes.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? I don't see anybody with any questions. Well, thank you so much for coming tonight and explaining to us what you're going to use the money for. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. You
Bye.
As well.
Bye.
We also have Artsmith Hudson, Linda Marston Reed. Welcome, Linda. We haven't seen you in a while. It's nice to see you.
It's nice to see everybody's faces. I really miss seeing everyone.
Person. I know. It's kind of hard. Thank you. Thank you for coming. And sorry you couldn't make the last meeting, but we're happy to have you here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to turn it over to you, Linda.
Okay. Well, Arts Mid-Hudson is the arts service organization in the Mid-Hudson region. We have been serving Ulster County for approximately 12 years with this fund. So in 2008, we started that. And as we have done this work over the years, we have done more than just pass out money. There's a process for this. People have to apply for it. A group of panelists from Ulster County read everything and make the determination on how the funding is going to be given out. So in the last few years, I would say since 2016, we have really doubled down and put a lot of our staff time here in Ulster County to really knit together the communities. You know, there's a lot of little small communities in places like Ellenville. Woodstock is a bigger community. Kingston is a very large growing community of arts and culture purveyors, and trying to pull together people and make sure that there's things happening like collaborations. So any money that is spent very wisely and carefully by these organizations. The fund goes towards, it gets redistributed across Ulster County, and some of it goes towards Arts Mid-Hudson staffing. I'm sitting in our Ulster County office in Kingston right now, and right by the train track, we're in the new Cornell Creative Arts Center. But anyway, it's been our pleasure to do this work, and we look forward to continuing that.
Anybody have any questions? Legislator Haynes?
I don't have a question, but I would just like to let Linda know that I know I visited your space a little bit early on. It wasn't quite finished yet, and it looks like it's turned out great, and that was a great collaboration, what's going on over there. That's a wonderful thing.
Thank you. We're actually having a open house. The building is finally ready, and everybody can come over next week. It's the 18th. And I believe they're asking for sign up, so there's not a big crowd in here, but I would encourage you all to come over. I'm gonna be here between 12 and 1, and I'd love to show you around personally.
Can you share some of the challenges that you grappled with this year with COVID? I that was one thing we were kind of interested on. You know, what changed in your programming? You know, what happened? I know everybody's gone Zoom, but if you could share some of the things that you've learned through the process that may help you as you go forward, that would be great.
Yeah, so one of the first things we did, you know, we were very fortunate, unlike some of the nonprofits, in that we had been working remotely for approximately 2 years now, because we do cover such a large territory. And so, you know, we already had laptops and we're very familiar. The Zoom thing has been a challenge, but we're all pretty versant with that. So we immediately began to call all of the nonprofits that we knew about and said, please share this information. And we had meetups, and we've shared information such as, you know, maybe bulk buying of PPE, who's opening, what the safety protocols are, if the extra insurance has to be. So all of this hive mind work together has really helped all of these nonprofits across Ulster County. So, and that was approximately, I think it was 21 organizations. So we meet off and on, but usually every month, and we discuss things like that. The other big challenge for a lot of the arts organizations, since they were the last open, was how to keep programming going. So we decided that we really had to take the lead on that. And for anybody that was at the Ulster County Arts Awards this year, you saw the result of that. We used a program called StreamYard, which allowed us to record little parts of the event and then also have some things live. And it was actually fun. So, and that is information that gets shared across with our colleagues, because we see ourselves as a united community, and we really need to work together to make sure that none of us go down. So that's it in a nutshell. I can go on and on, but we're doing okay, but yeah.
Reinventing yourselves in some ways, right?
Yes, indeed.
any other questions for Linda? Okay, Linda, thank you so much. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All righty, have a good one. Before we go into the next piece, Natalie, you had a couple of housekeeping.
Yes, please. Phone number 267-221-8572. Can you please identify your name for the record?
James Logan.
Thank you. And phone number 347-324-6255. Can you please identify your name for the record? All right, 845-750-7295. Can you please identify your name?
Rebecca Martin.
Thank you. And no Kingstonian pilot. Can you please identify your name? Okay.
Star 6 to unmute.
Anybody? All right, thank you, Lynn.
Okay, so can I have a motion to approve the minutes of the October 13th meeting, our regular meeting, October 14th special meeting, the October 20th regular meeting, the October 22nd special meeting, and the October 27th special meeting?
So moved.
Any second?
Second.
Any changes, anything? Hopefully everybody's had a chance to review it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. All right, we'll get into resolutions. Resolution 299, authorizing the use of the tax stabilization reserve fund for COVID-19 related expenses.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay, any questions, conversation? Legislator Ronk?
As everyone's aware, the current executive's budget assumes use of these funds. I've been sufficiently convinced by the budget director and the finance department that, use of these funds is advisable now, because in 2020, COVID-19 shortfalls are an unexpected expense. The COVID-19, PPE purchases and everything this is going to cover are unexpected this year. I'm not convinced that if we wait until next year, those same purchases will be unexpected. I think that we can all expect to have to expend funds on COVID-19 expenses in the 2021 budget. So I believe that the state comptroller's office would find fault with our using it, next year, when our budget consultants seem to think that we should save it for. So I'm comfortable moving forward with this now. I think that we should be using it this year.
Legislator Bartel.
Thank you. I'm respectfully disagree. I'm not comfortable using it now after having listened to our budget consultants. I think that there is an expectation that we'll have a certain amount of expense due to COVID next year, but I don't think we can be certain how much expense. I also think that there are other mechanisms to use it, including the five-year repayment guarantee moving forward. So I'm not prepared to use it at this time.
Chairman Donaldson?
I've been going back and forth on this, and I think I'm at this point convinced that it is time to use it. We went through a pandemic, and we're still in it. If that's not the reason for using these types of funds, I'm not sure what is. So in my mindset, I believe, they have it in the budget. So either that or we're going to have to make up that money somewhere else. So you're going to have to either raise taxes somewhere else or make it up some way or some form. So I'm at this point, I'm convinced that other than having this sitting in a shoebox somewhere, I think it's, well, it's not really in a shoebox, we know that. But rather than doing that, I think this is the time to use it.
Legislator Walter.
So, I mean, from my understanding of this, this should be almost a last resort. And I guess what I feel like is right now, because we're in the middle of this budget process, we don't know exactly whether we have all the expenditures that we thought for 2020. There's the opportunity to make adjustments to the budget. I just don't feel like we know yet whether we need to take this money. We may very well need to take from this source, but I feel like there's still a little bit more work to do. We're so close to understanding how 2020 is ending and where we're going to be in 2021 in terms of a budget, at least. And I just feel more comfortable allowing that process to continue a bit more before we make that decision to dip into this, as I said, last resort type of pool of money.
Legislator Wrong.
Thanks. With due respect to Legislator Walter, I don't necessarily agree that this is last resort money. I think that the last resort money is the unexpended fund balance. That is what our creditors are going to look, our credit rating agencies are going to look to when they're trying to decide what our bond rating is going to be. Not every county has a tax stabilization fund. Every county has an unexpended fund balance, or an unappropriated fund balance. And if we're not planning to use this, $1.5 million out of tax stabilization this year, then I hope everyone's ready to take $1.5 million out of the, unappropriated fund balance, which is going to affect our credit rating, and is going to put us, that much closer or below what the state comptroller recommends we have in our fund balance. I don't know that we're going to have any clarity on what our legitimate budget is going to look like in 2021 for quite some time. The governor continues to kick the can down the road with what cuts he's planning in the state budget. He hasn't had any cuts. He hasn't, he's talking about, holding back funding. He's talking about holding back sales tax revenues from the counties. He's talking about deep cuts, 20%, 10%, 15%, but he continues to talk about it. He hasn't done anything yet, to our budget. And it could be a much bleaker, scenario heading into 2021, depending on what, relief we do or don't get from the federal government, to the states and localities. To me, this is one thing that we can do. This was put aside to, offset the need to raise taxes. If we're not going to take the $1.5 million out of the unappropriated fund balance, then we're going to have to raise taxes 2%. And if everyone, who's going to vote against this or vote to postpone this is ready to do that, then let your voice be heard that you want to raise taxes 2%. Otherwise, I think it's time to do the prudent thing and move forward with this resolution.
Just for a couple of points of clarification, it's not 1.5, it's 1.150, 150,000, because we did draw it down last month from contingency. So just for a point of clarification. Legislative Council, Chris Rigucci.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chairwoman. I just wanted to note that it's my understanding through discussions with the county attorney that he agrees, and I don't mean to speak for him, but I feel it's been publicized that he agrees that this is an appropriate action. And if it is the will of the body, I would suggest, based upon the nature of the state statute, particularly the fact that personal liability attaches to members of the legislative body in the event of an issue down the road, I would suggest that we get a document in writing from the county attorney confirming his position and indicating that any members of the body will be indemnified by the county moving forward.
Oh, that is a new piece of information. Thank you. I think that's important. Any other comments here, Chairman Donaldson?
No, I think we discussed that before. We did say that before about the idea of personal liability.
I knew about the personal liability, but not about getting it in writing from. Yeah,
I think it makes sense. Definitely makes sense. That's why we have that. That's why he's our attorney.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It certainly makes sense that, and we'll get that. Most likely, we'll have that by tomorrow. I'm thinking Bert will make sure. That's done tomorrow with a phone call. And I really, you know, as I said before, I've been going up and down and back and forth on this issue. Wasn't quite sure, but now I'm convinced, you know, after having various conversations, after dealing with issues with the state, not knowing exactly where they're going to be. And I think, I mean, if you can't use it during a pandemic, when do you use it? I mean, that's the, I mean, can you ever take it? Or is it just going to be some fund that you have put on a shelf never to be used? The point was, it was put in there for such a, such a predicament for a county government. So in my mindset, I agree with the Commissioner of Finance. And I think it's time that it happens.
So, sure. Bert, want to go ahead?
Yeah, Lynn, I just wanted to update the members. We did update the numbers. I think what you had in front of you was as of September 18th. That was the $1.1 million.
So it has gone up?
It has. As of today, it's, you know, I know... we've used $459,000, $504 of contingency, but the total COVID expenses to date is $1,833,932. So what okay, we would you. Have to use of the tax stabilization reserve is
$1,374,428. Okay. And we've got, we're trying to schedule a meeting with, some things came out in the CMA report that we're trying to get clarification. I did speak to Bert today, and we've got a meeting that we're trying to get scheduled for Thursday or Friday. So just to get a couple of points clarified before we finalize. So between that and waiting for the letter from the attorney, perhaps we can postpone this till next week, and then we can finalize this next week and put it to the floor. Legislator Bartels.
If you're asking for that in the form of a motion, I'll make a motion to postpone it for 1 week.
Okay. Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so we've got a 4-4. And so all in favor of the resolution? We have 4. All opposed? So I guess we wait till next week.
No.
That's not the way that works.
Yeah, it failed. Okay.
It failed?
Actually, I don't know how we voted on it. It was 4-4, so the...
4-4 fails. It needs 5 okay. votes.
And then now for using it, what was the vote against using it?
4.
4-4.
Okay.
So it's 4-4.
I couldn't see the vote, so I was wondering who was voting what. You might be better off calling a roll call on these because we're not seeing it.
Okay, so all in favor of tax stabilization?
Of using it. Is that what
of using
saying?
It, mm-hmm. yep.
Of and moving this the resolution.
The postponement failed, right? So all in favor of moving tax stabilization to the floor and not waiting
yes.
till next week?
I'm a yes. Aye.
So we have 4 and opposed 4. So it fails.
Right.
Okay. Resolution 328, approving the deviation by Ulster County Industrial Development Agency relating to the pilot agreement entered into between Ulster County Industrial Development Agency and Kingstonian Development.
I'll move it.
Second?
Seconded.
Okay, any questions, concerns? Legislator Bartels.
Well, I know that we've been trying to, some of us, I've been trying to schedule time to speak to NDC to ask several follow-on questions, and that has not happened yet. I don't know if we have an update of when that might happen, because in order to vote for this, I'd like my questions answered from them first.
Yeah, I spoke to Tim Wiedemann yesterday, and he is trying to get that scheduled. I gave him 2 days and of this week to try and get it resolved so we can get it to a decision next week, and I don't have an update on that.
So I don't know if anyone else wants to speak on it, and then okay.
Legislator Ronk.
Thanks. I'd like to make a motion that we amend the current resolution to include the new terms as negotiated by the IDA.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Can I just, I'll vote for the amendment, but again, I'd like to speak to NDC because I do have some questions about the new terms and about their report, but I will support the amendment since it was negotiated by the IDA.
Okay, the amendment did pass. As it relates to, is there a motion to postpone it till next week till we have an opportunity to get our questions answered by NDC? Legislator Bartels?
I'll make that motion to postpone if no one else wants to speak on it tonight.
Okay, do we have a second? Legislative Walter, can we at least get a postponement until next week? All in favor? Till we get our questions answered?
Can I, I think we've gone through this, right? I mean, we've got a change, everything was changed, negotiated, and so they made some significant changes. Everybody got a copy of those changes. I mean, we could keep postponing forever. It seems like that's our MO here, but.
Well, that's not. Legislator Bartels.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an unfair characterization. I've been trying to get to speak to NDC since their report came out. I've articulated some of my concerns about this, which are some were addressed in the report and some were not. I'm respectfully asking for a 1 week delay, and if it's forced to vote, I'm a no tonight. So
call them?
I've been going through the chair of this committee who's been calling.
We've talked about it at leadership meeting. Pat offered to get it set up. It didn't get set up. I sent him a note about getting it set up. Tim Wiedemann called me. We're trying to get it set up. It's not from a lack of trying. So we have a few questions we'd like to try and get answered.
No, the last time I just call them directly and ask the questions. I mean, it's way.
There are several of us that would like to do that. And if
right. Whatever.
So it would be helpful to be able to do that. But we're going to get it done this week so we can vote on it next week.
Maybe.
Excuse me?
Sorry, that was Tourette's.
Legislative Walter?
Yeah. I just want to say, I'm sorry to interrupt because I want to insult. I mean, that is not only insulting, it's truly not funny.
No.
No, it's fine. If we want to start talking about not funny, we can.
I missed something.
Legislative Walter?
Thank you. I just want to say, no matter what comes up in any kind of conversation, I am not going to vote in favor of this pilot. I want to make it clear that I do not feel like this. I have a lot of issues with pilots in general, but the only exception I could imagine is if it was making a substantial contribution to the needs of our community in terms of providing meaningful full-time work or something like that. I will say that in New Paltz, we have a building being built right now called Zero Place. It is one excellent building of excellence in New York State. It also has 8,000 square feet of commercial, residential, affordable housing, but it is a net zero. The utility cost will be zero. It has 20 EV charging stations, 50 bike racks. It saves 169,488 kilowatts per year, and its pilot was zero. And if they can do it, these guys can do it without a pilot. I'm so against this in every single way, and I'm just making it clear whether we vote tonight or next week, I am a no.
Okay, on the postponement, all in favor of
I had my hand up like four times, Madam Chair.
Legislative Ronk.
Thank you. Just to Legislative Bartel's point, I'm sorry for my skepticism over the fact that one more week is gonna make a difference after 3 months of this. But if I had a dollar for every time since I've been a legislator serving with you that we've asked for one more week and then we'll be able to make a decision and then a decision wasn't made, I'd have a significant stack of dollars sitting in front of me. You know, I don't think that one more week is going to make the difference. I will very reluctantly support the postponement because it appears that this is, you know, it's almost like a nonsensical, you know, meeting to have. The first meeting of Ways and Means, because anything of any summer substance gets postponed to the second meeting of Ways and Means. It was my understanding that we moved resolution deadline back, pushing everybody's deadlines back, you know, rushing the clerk, rushing the executive's office in order for us to be able to have all of the information that we need by the time the committee's met in order to be able to make our decisions. And every single month, we postpone at least three or four pieces of legislation to the second meeting of Ways and Means in search of more information, much of which then gets postponed until the next month. So I just, I understand that you don't think it was very funny, but sitting here month after month in this meeting, talking about all the more information that we need on every one of these resolutions, the first meeting of Ways and Means is what's not funny to me.
Well, and I hear what you're saying and I appreciate it, but we also have asked for information and have not received it. We did not engage NDC, so we don't have the authority to go to NDC directly until it gets facilitated by the people who engaged NDC. So this is specific questions that we've asked repeatedly, and I'm sorry that we didn't get those quick response and to get it set up, but we're doing everything we can so we can come to a decision at next meeting. Chairman Donaldson.
Do you have a list of those questions?
Excuse me?
Do you have a list of the questions that you have?
Yeah, I've given list of questions and they weren't answered in the report. So yeah, they've been submitted.
Chairman is asking if this committee could be privy to them, because there seems to be some behind the scenes conversations happening among members of this committee that the rest of the committee is not privy to, because we haven't talked today about any questions that you have. We've just been told that you've asked questions and you want to ask more questions of NDC, but nothing's been talked about.
I'm entitled as a legislator to ask whatever questions I need to get answered, so I am comfortable with the decision that I need to make as an individual legislator. You all have the options to make decisions and get the information that is going to help you and inform your decision. I have questions. I'd like them answered. I've asked to get it set up. It's being facilitated. I'm just asking for a postponement till I can get my questions answered. Yes.
Are you willing to share what your questions are with this committee?
I'm not going to discuss them right now. No, I want to get answers before I make a decision. Once I get the answers, you will know exactly what my questions were and what the answer was and what my vote is.
So just to clarify before we vote on this postponement, you want to ask your questions and get your answers before you share the questions and the answers with the committee that you...
I'm not beholden to you to what my questions are, legislator.
I don't believe I asked if you were beholden to me. I just asked if you wanted to discuss them in public with the members of your committee, and you said no. That's fine, respectfully.
Chairman Donaldson.
Yeah, I think if you're going to ask questions, I think the committee should know what they are, shouldn't they, since you're the chair of this committee?
Legislator Walter.
I think this conversation is ridiculous and unprofessional and inappropriate, okay? So I think there was a motion for postponement, there was a second. I move that we vote.
All in favor of postponement?
I'm asking a question here.
All in favor.
How is that unprofessional, asking somebody what the question is? I don't get
it. I have questions. I have questions about the way in which the deal was structured. I have questions about some of the aspects of the report. I don't have it in front of me, but I have gone through the report and I've got questions on the report. I want to understand the calculations. I want to understand the pricing of the property, which is all part and parcel of how they play out. Put together the estimates on this. I'm asking for information. I don't think that's wrong. It's part of what I do in my due diligence.
I didn't say it was wrong. I was just asking you what the questions were. I was just curious as to what these questions are. So I know, so I feel comfortable that, you know, I postponed because you have serious questions that you have to ask.
I do.
It would be nice to know what they are, but I mean, if you want to
I'm happy to have a conversation, but I feel like we have a 6 o'clock public hearing and I think we need to get through this. Legislator Haynes.
Yeah, I have a question. What if they don't get back to you with the answers to your question? Then what happens at the next meeting?
Then I'll make a decision based on that. I expect that I should be able to have a conversation and have questions answered. If they can't answer them, then I've got a bigger question as to a bigger issue as to if they can't answer my questions with regards to their report, that's a problem. So to the question of postponement, all in favor of postponement?
I'm reluctantly for it.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in favor.
I'm a no on postponement.
And
since I'm so unprofessional, I'm a no.
Monk and Mayo are a no. Thank you very much. Resolution 345, setting a public hearing on proposed local law 13, amending the Ulster County Charter for the Administrative Code for Ulster County to clarify budget modification after adoption. Move, please.
I'll move it.
Legislator Bartels, second.
Seconded.
Okay. Chairman, I think you and I agreed that we were going to pull this or postpone this till after the budget cycle. To determine whether or not we were going to go forward with this. Are you still on board with that?
I mean, I would prefer to go forward, but if you want to postpone it, we can do that.
Well, if you want to go forward, I'm fine with going forward.
What's the committee want?
Okay. All in favor of Resolution 345?
Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
Are you want to move it forward? Last I thought when you discussed you were holding it. I mean,
that's what I was told.
I'll support it if you want to move it forward for a public hearing, but I thought we were getting through the budget process.
I make a motion we postpone it. How about that?
That's fine.
That's fine with me as well. All in favor of postponement.
We need a second. Did somebody second it?
Yes. Chairman Donaldson did. Thank you. Okay. Resolution 379, confirming appointment of Lisa Berger as Director of Tourism. Move.
What happened in?
I'll move it for discussion.
I'll second it for discussion.
Second. Chairman Donaldson, you have a question.
Yeah, what was the, wasn't this also, didn't this go to economic development?
Yeah, and that's why it's here. It was approved in economic development.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay.
All in favor of the confirmation? You have a question? I'm sorry, wait a second. You have a question, Legislator Walter?
I do. I was reading over the revised description of this position. And I guess I was wondering whether, and I don't know if John or who could answer, but would this position have any role in the process with the Airbnb, since it's related to, I noticed in some of the job descriptions sort of identifying the locations and the businesses that conduct things related to tourism, so how that might relate to Airbnb. And then my second question, follow-up related, is what's going on with the contract with Airbnb?
So Deputy Milgram, can you respond? Or,
Deputy Wright,
thank you.
So the contract with Airbnb is still being negotiated and worked on. And everything related to that would run through the finance department. Is that right, Bert?
Yep.
It is. You know, in terms of communications with the tourism industry about what we're doing, that runs through the tourism office. But, you know, everything related to actually, you know, registering the properties and collecting the taxes, that all runs through the finance office just the way it does now.
Yeah, I guess I'm wondering whether, assuming that this contract actually ever gets completed, and even if it doesn't, that the concept of this person and a heightened salary and the expectation that they're having this greater role in terms of understanding how tourism is working in our county, those entities that are providing and supporting tourism, it seems like somehow this position might conceivably have some part of the understanding where Airbnbs are located and how this ties into the different municipalities. And so I'm not asking whether this position would process the contracts or agreements. I'm just wondering whether they would be, whether that large tourist entity in our county would somehow be integrated into the role of this person.
So in what aspects of working with Airbnb?
Not literally Airbnb, but with Airbnb and Airbnb type entities and understanding where they're located, how they're being supported, how they're contributing to the municipalities, how they're relating to tourism within those municipalities, and as an aspect of tourism.
Sure, insofar as we're providing business support services, that's really what the expanded role here is to be supporting tourism businesses as businesses through a functional integration of the business services of the tourism department, the economic development department, and the Office of Employment and Training. So to the extent that you know, Airbnb businesses are looking for help with their financing needs, with running their businesses better, with accessing technical assistance providers, with if they have workforce, accessing training for their workforce, that would be via the business support services that the tourism department will be offering in conjunction with the other two departments.
Thank you. That's what I wanted. Yeah. And do you have an expected, when do you think the contracting with Airbnb will be completed?
We're working on the final details with them. So I think we're not far.
So it's a month, 2 months?
I don't want to predict and then be wrong. It's just, you don't know how long these things are going to take.
I think we have a lot of things to cover, and that's a totally different issue than this. So it's like time to get through the other issues. I mean, the Airbnb is not done by tourism. They're a support group, and they've always been a support group. The Airbnb stuff ends up going through the finance, goes through Bert's office.
Legislator Cahill, you had a question?
Yes, thank you, Chairman Archer. I just wanted to make a point that the salary increase for that position was rejected 5-0 in the Economic Development Committee, so there will be no salary increase for that position.
Okay, on the resolution 379, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 380, confirming appointment of Tim Wiedemann as Director of Economic Development.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second it.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved unanimously. Congratulations, Tim. I see you're online. I didn't see Lisa, so I don't know if she's here.
Resolution 382, authorizing an intermunicipal agreement for consulting services for procurement of goods and services between Ulster County and the SUNY Ulster. Move. Second. Move by Ronk, seconded by Chairman Donaldson. All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Resolution 383, setting a public hearing on proposed local law 14 of 2020, a local law amending number 17 of 2007 to create the Department of Environment and the Office of Coordinator of the Department of Environment for the County of Ulster to be held on Tuesday, December 8th at 6:15.
I'll move it.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 384, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a payment in lieu of taxes agreement with Broadhead Solar LLC for solar energy systems pursuant to real property tax law, section 487. Move.
Move.
Second. Okay, Ronk and Donaldson, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. 385, authorizing the chair of Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement for the preschool special education and related services program with the City of Kingston School District. Move.
Move it.
Second. Ronk. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mm-hmm. So moved. Resolution 387, authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Department of Transportation to accept the New York State share for mass transportation projects for fiscal year 2020-2021, Department of Transportation.
Move by Ronk.
Second. Donaldson. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 388, supporting a grant application to the Federal Transit Administration to apply, accept, and administer Section 5311B3 funding for bus replacements and authorizing Ulster County Exec to execute any required application or agreement.
Move.
Second.
Second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Resolution 389, supporting a grant application to New York State Department of Transportation to apply, accept, and administer public transportation modernization and enhancement funding for bus and bus facilities, capital investment program, and authorizing Ulster County Exec to execute any required application or agreements.
I'll move it.
Second. Second.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? So moved. Resolution 390, supporting a grant application to the New York State Department of Transportation to apply, accept, and administer public transportation accelerated transfer transit capital program for upstate public transportation sponsors to rehabilitate, restore, and modernize public transit assets and authorizing the Ulster County Executive to execute any required applications or agreements to accept the funding.
I'll move it.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 391, amending capital project 529, purchase of mass transit buses and related equipment and amending the 2020 capital fund budget.
Move it.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so moved. Resolution 394, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to extend an intermunicipal agreement with the town of New Paltz to provide public transit service to the New Paltz area, New Paltz Loop.
Move it.
Move it.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 396, requesting the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to authorize acceptance of the Department of Justice Bureau of Justice Assistance Grant for the Comprehensive Opioid Stimulant and Substance Abuse Site-Based Program.
Move it.
Amending the 2020 budget.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
May I speak on it?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, go right ahead.
Thank you. I just want to commend the sheriff and the health department for working together to get this important funding. I know the sheriff put a lot of hard work and dedication into it. We applied for this last year and were turned down, and the sheriff redoubled his efforts working with the health department to ensure that this important funding was brought to Ulster County. So I just, you know, on behalf of the legislature, want to thank the sheriff for his hard work.
Right.
Yes.
Chairman Donaldson?
As a point of information, you know, they were turned down because it just came from the sheriff last year. So, you know, the sheriff and his ingenuity turned around and said, well, let me enter this, let me try it again, but with the health department with me. So it worked very nicely. Thank you, Sheriff.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you. This is huge for Ulster County, in particular the collaboration and partnership with the Ulster County Department of Health, the Ulster County Executive Office, and more importantly, a collaborative bipartisan effort by the Ulster County Legislature. This is going to save lives, and I can't thank all of you for doing what's right for the people of Ulster County. Thank you.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you. Resolution 397, appropriating funds to the district attorney's periodical account, amending the 2020 Ulster County budget. Move.
Second.
Second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 398, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with Spring Lake Fire Department to be used as an impound lot.
I'll move.
Move. Second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 399, amending the 2020-2025 Capital Improvement Program, establishing a capital project number 576 Ulster County Enterprise West, and amending the 2020 capital fund budget.
I'll move it.
Second. Any questions? Legislator Bartels.
Well, not so much a question, but I want to comment. I have been struggling with this. You know, I've been on the record with my concerns about this becoming a proverbial and real money pit. We were initially told that it was going to cost a few hundred thousand to get the building up and running and stabilized, and that number has continued to grow. It's my understanding, and I didn't get the chance to speak with Deputy Executive Ryder today, but it's my understanding that there may be some movement with regard to the possibility of a tenant. I haven't had any further discussion about that, but I'm very concerned about the county keeping ownership of this building or transferring ownership to USITA, of committing to being landlords in this particular time, in a different time, in a different day, not during a COVID crisis with such budget uncertainty, I might feel really differently. I wasn't there at the meeting when the chair of the legislature recommended going out for an RFP. I think that's an excellent idea. I would certainly be open to putting this property out for RFP, a real request for proposals of what to do with the property. I've even thought a bit about the possibility when we talk about a partnership, you know, my understanding of the Kingstonian proposal that's before us, that the city is going to be leasing city property to the project for $1 a year. I would be open to some kind of arrangement where that was part of the county's share of the partnership of a program, mm-hmm. where this property could be turned over to someone with a great idea and the means to execute it. I'm very, very nervous about spending any more taxpayers' dollars on this proposal at this moment in time. Again, I'm understanding that there's information out there. I'm reluctant to ask for a week after the previous, you know, criticism. I'm prepared to vote no to it right now. I'm telling you, I do not have the new information that I have heard circulated, but I have not seen in any formal manner.
Chairman Donaldson.
Well, the original amount of money that they were talking about, the few hundred thousand dollars, that was, I think everybody understood there'd be more spending than that. I mean, that was to get us off that grid. We were on a grid with Tech City, and we had to get off that grid. In order to get off that grid, it, you know, that's what that original money was being spent for. Now the money is being spent to get the building in the shape that it can be rented, and there are possibilities. Tim Wiederman is here. Maybe he can fill us in on what they are at this point, if he wishes, if the chair of the committee wishes to have Tim give us a quick thing. The farm group he was talking about, I think, is going to take over about, 60% of the building. So why don't you, if you don't mind, Lynn, perhaps Tim could give us something quick on that.
Tim, you want to go ahead?
Sure, I'll be quick. Most of you know that for a number of years, we've supported a local business called Farm Bridge, used to be farm-to-table co-packers. They aggregate products from local farms, cut, pack, freeze, do minimal added processing of those products to add value, make them shelf stable, that kind of thing. They've been pursuing options to expand from their current location on the east side of Tech City up at the mall, but those negotiations fell through, really came to a head about 2 or 3 weeks ago and fell through after that. They then approached us knowing that in the past we've been eager to support them. They have a revolving loan fund loan and we've supported them through ESD over the years. To discuss possibilities at the Tech City campus on the Bank of America buildings. They have had their construction manager and architect look at them. They feel it is a viable site for their purposes. They've expressed in a letter to the executive that they would like to enter into negotiations with the county or whoever it deems to be the appropriate party that is authorized to enter into a lease for a lease in the range of 45 to 60,000 square feet. They have all the financing in place for their fit out and for their acquisition. It involves retaining 50 jobs that are currently at their location and adding 30 additional jobs over the next 4 years. One of their supporters for a while has been the Novo Foundation, who, as you know, has also supported the farm hub in the town of Hurley. They are interested in further exploring additional square footage to build a mill in order to process grains that are currently grown at the farm hub. So there's 45 to 60,000 that FarmBridge is ready to move forward on a lease with, and Nova Foundation has committed to a conversation about additional square footage that they might be willing to lease or build on the site to accommodate this mill.
Legislator Walter.
Thank you. So I want to say that I think what FarmBridge does is incredible, and I would love for them to not only stay here, but thrive, expand. I would love them to be the center of farm to for schools so that each of our schools, I mean, they're incredible. Here's my concern. And it's, you know, it's a lot of it is just things I don't understand. I don't understand if they're going to lease this, are we then becoming landlords to them and other people who are leasing it? And then what are the concerns? What should we know about that? What are the benefits of being landlords and what are the risks of being landlords? And is that the path we're looking to do? If that's not the path we're looking to do and we're looking to just sort of sell it to the highest bidder, then I guess I'm worried, you know, well, if they settle in there, what if it's a Ramada or something else who just wants to tear down the building? One, they're out, and two, the work we did was sort of meaningless because they just tore down the building. Then maybe it's a third path, which Legislator Bartels talks about, where someone kind of owns this for $1 a year and they support this farm hub and they're the landlords, not the county. And then what are the risks of that and what are the benefits? And there seems to be different ways we could go. I'm not quite clear which one we're picking. And so I'm uncomfortable because if we pick selling it to the highest bidder and adding this to the tax rolls, then it makes less sense to me to do this work because again, we don't know, maybe they'll just tear it down. If it means we wanna be landlords then I absolutely support this work if that's the path we're actually choosing to go to. My challenge with supporting this at this point is I'm not really clear which path we're heading and what the risks are and benefits of each path so that I could then make a good decision.
Legislator Ronk.
Thanks. I mean, you know, I think that of two of the three paths that you're talking about, this work needs to get done to make sure that we don't lose the asset. I find it hard to believe that the third door there that you're speaking of, the tearing it down, that is going to be the viable option for the property moving forward. Because, I mean, you know, there are plenty of buildings on the Tech City property that are going to be coming up that are going to be much more likely to be torn down than this one. I think that it's important for us, for the taxpayers, for the town of Ulster, to invest in this property now. I don't think that we take the chance of losing the asset. I mean, one of the reasons that some of the other properties on the Tech City campus have had to be torn down is because Ginsburg didn't invest the money to not lose the properties. So I respect where you're coming from, Legislator Walter. I just think that now is the time to move forward with these projects so, you know, we can, you know, move forward into one of the two things that you spoke about in the beginning.
Legislator Cahill, then Chairman Donaldson, and I'll get to the others. I just want to give legislators a chance to weigh in.
Thank you, Chairman Archer. So I believe that, you know, first and foremost is that I think we should do everything we can to retain the jobs in Ulster County. That's on the front of the agenda right now. If they don't go there, where are they going to go? This is a site that has lost hundreds and hundreds of employees over the last few years in the town of Ulster due to businesses leaving for other counties. We have to stop that flow. We have to stop the tide of people leaving Ulster County. For me, my opinion is that this is a worthwhile investment into a site that we will eventually, at some point in the future, get rid of. We'll get rid of it through a local development corp, through a private developer, through somebody. But I think that the fact that if the county shows the goodwill and the commitment to the site to say, yeah, we want people here, and yeah, we need to put some bucks in this to facilitate that, and then welcome business in our community that has been successful and does do a very vital part of, you know, supporting our agriculture in the area. I think it's really everything we can do to promote that is important. I hear what everybody's saying about it turning into a muddy pit. You know, Tracy, Dave, we were there for the jail. Can you? I think you were there at the tail end. You know, we were there for the jail. We know what that's about. This is not the jail. Let's be clear about that. This is not the jail. This is much different. And, you know, right away, we don't want to be landlords. I've had that conversation with Tim. I've had it with Dr. Wright. We don't want to be landlords. Of course not. What we do want to do, though, is show goodwill and good faith to the business community and to other potential tenants who may want to go in there, that the county is a partner here. You know, we're not anti-economic development. We want to show that we're ready to go, and we'll do everything we can to promote that as a county. Again, we're going to get a cash flow out of this. So this isn't going to be all one way. You know, they'll be paying rent and they'll be paying lease. And, speaking with other legislators, Legislator Guevara's today, he had some great ideas that I'm sure that we can incorporate going down the road when we get to the nitty gritty of signing contracts and things like that. I know we're late for a public hearing, so I'm going to stop now, give others a chance to talk. Thank you.
Madam Chair, may I make a suggestion that we recess this meeting, go to the public hearing, and then come back?
Yes, for adjourning this meeting, recessing this meeting for the public hearing.
I make a motion we recess the meeting until after the public hearing.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Is it on the same Zoom?
No, we have to drop out.
Okay. We have a different number. All right, so come back to the same one when we'll finish.